Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. It's about 2 p.m. It's Wednesday, the 30th of May, 2018. I'm doing an episode at a different time to normal. Actually having a rare moment when I'm kind of going to sit in a coffee shop and read a book for half an hour. you know, it's a Wednesday. Wednesdays are often slightly unpredictable days. Often gym days, but I'm not feeling brilliantly healthy at the moment. So I think I'm just going to bail and sit in the coffee shop and read a book for half an hour. Yesterday was a long day at home. Really varied day. I've said before, you know, that capturing all the different things that you sort of do in one day would be quite an interesting list. Probably the biggest thing yesterday was trying to resolve some terms, offer terms for somebody that's joining us, and you know, it's difficult really because it's something I probably should have paid attention to a long time ago. You know, because it's somebody that has been working with us for a while but not in a sort of permanent capacity, and should have actually dealt with this before. And so, you know, I will have my own learnings through this whole journey as well, and part of them is when you've got you know, so many things to do, identifying the key things that you really shouldn't be deferring, you know, and that you just need to prioritize, especially from a culturally consistent point of view. You know, these are kind of all things that we're all going to drop the ball on something, I think. And you know, the timing now is not awful to be having these discussions, but it would have been better a while ago. You know, and we're kind of juggling multiple things, really. So, yeah, there are probably some industry standards that you could work from in some respects, but, and we are kind of doing that to some degree. But then there are also, you know, specific circumstances around the Ralph and around the roles that we're creating and the things we want people to be doing. And then there's obviously specific circumstances around individuals. And because we are very focused on trying to get the people that we want and the right people, not just any people, you know, then you might have to accommodate the individual needs of people. But all of that is counterbalanced by the fact that we are a business, we're a startup business, and we have investment from investors. And you know, you just haven't got an open checkbook, as people used to say, although no one writes checks anymore, but you know, limitless pockets and so forth. So it's an interesting conversation going on at the moment about you know, how much accommodation we can create and provide in order to be able to accommodate the basic requirements of the person. And you know, like with all these things, these decisions aren't entirely mine. We have, you know, have a co-founder and a finance director, and he also has to be very comfortable with these decisions, because ultimately, you know, it's a shared venture in those regards. And you know, his remit, if you like, is to make sure that we keep a tight grip on our numbers and so on. So these are all experiences that you know, are basically a first for me, but I sort of feel like, you know, I think I've always said, haven't I, like, you just have to be yourself and be open and have integrity. Just be frank. I think a lot of the complexity and the inefficiency and the problems that come often is when people overcomplicate matters. And I think sometimes they do that because, you know, they're trying to be clever, or they're trying to not be fully transparent or whatever. And I just think that gets you nowhere. It's also not a great way to be. It's certainly not great from a cultural perspective. You know, so it's certainly not the way I am currently doing things or intend to do things. And I, you know, I think people really appreciate honesty and transparency, as well as it's just being my way, and I think the best way to be. You know, so yeah, I mean, it's definitely an interesting experience. I'm sure there's going to be lots more as well. I mean, things are a bit more standardized around some roles, right? You know, like the referral diplomats, they have standard package. I'm not getting into this business of, you know, different people on different packages and nobody knows who's on what because management, in air quotes, are trying to secure people at any price sort of thing. We're not really doing that kind of stuff. So there's going to be a lot of standardization in terms of our packages. But when it's a role that there is only one of that person, then having some flexibility around it, seeing what you can come up with. And also, I'm getting first-hand exposure to the priorities and the turmoils of people, so if somebody really wants a role and then they're thinking, well, I just, I can't afford that role, and that whole kind of, angst between those two positions is an interesting one as well when you get, the lens onto it, because of course none of this is my existence, right? I've been on a 4-year journey, I'm the founder, have my own financial situation and story, but have lived in a different place. And also it's easier when you're founding and you've got, it's your vision and you started the process, and assuming it all plays out successfully, the financial stuff will take care of itself. So I could also face my own situation if the Ralph wasn't going to go ahead. And in theory, even now, although of course you know from all these episodes, I don't believe any of this. I think it's going to be a huge success. But in terms of how to recuperate the debt and the consequences of the choices made, not just in the last few years, but for a lifetime in a way, So I understand where people are. It's not my life. It's not my reality. It's not my situation. But trying to be empathetic and compassionate to those needs. And at the same time, understanding that you have to run a business. It's kind of interesting times at the moment. And I think there's going to be a lot of these experiences around, new experiences around things that, we will resolve our way. And it may not be the way that others will resolve it, or even think that we should be, but that's, who cares, right? It's certainly nothing about the Ralph is because we care about what other people think we should be doing. So, So yeah, and then just loads of kind of other stuff, usual to-do list of varied things. It's funny because people send me emails going, I'm sure you hear this all the time at the moment, but we could really do hearing back from you as soon as possible. And you're like, yeah, so it's interesting. But this whole thing, I talked before about the Getting Things Done book and about being purposeful in your management of your time and that thesis and how it all plays out, I'm really trying to be acutely aware of that all the time, really. And you just can't be bothered by it. Someone sent me a message yesterday because there's loads of things that we had planned to do that are overrunning, and I'm very much at peace with the fact that they're overrunning and they need to be rescheduled, and they will be at an appropriate time, but it causes me zero angst, as you know from these episodes, because I don't do angst. But for some people, so someone sent me a message yesterday saying, oh, these overdue deadlines are causing me a lot of angst. And I was like, well, just have to relax, don't you, about it, and roll with it, because ultimately I am at peace with it all, and ultimately that means that you kind of should be too. So it's just really kind of interesting insights into people. So today, I'm just going to kind of catch up a bit. Tomorrow we've got a long day away. We start off in the morning with a team meeting about a feasibility study around an idea that we're looking at, and we're going to have a big debrief about all of that, see what's what. Then I've got to spend a couple of hours probably walking around the site, going through all the doors. I think I mentioned that before in terms of what kind of access we might need at those points as a starting place to have more discussion. And then I've got a recruitment meeting with a nurse. It's been a while since I've had one, actually, so the recruitment stuff's kind of gone a little bit quiet at the moment, but not in a bad way necessarily. I'm just waiting for a lot of people to get back to me, and there's usually a lead time, and I'm also conscious that it's kind of coming to June, beginning of June, so we haven't got, in theory, you've got June, July, August, September, October, 5 months till we open, but obviously people have notice periods, and so you can't just leave things indefinitely. But the half term and bank holidays and these things always throw up challenges, and then soon it'll be summer and they'll throw up a challenge. So it's yeah, we'll see how it goes. But anyway, so that's sort of plans for tomorrow. It'll be a long day. The other thing, of course, is ever present at the moment is relocation matters and a to-do list around that, and that also cannot be ignored. Because before we know it, June will be gone and we'll have moved, and it'll be a lot of work to have been done in that period of time. And I'm trying to use little opportunities to try and get some things taken care of where possible. And, you know, so things that we know we need to get rid of, trying to find out how we're going to get rid of them, who might we give them to, or do they need to go to the local recycling, or, you know, whatever. You know, there's just can't not make time for that, because there's, you know, what you have to move, right? And also, I feel like it's a much better to try and start making time for it now rather than leaving it all to the last 2 weeks in June. And, you know, then that's just going to be a more intense period where trying to keep on top of relocating and work is going to be hard. So just trying to do little bits, nothing too overwhelming at the moment, but just little bits, make a couple of trips to wherever it is, taking something, and, you know, just try and get a little bit progress. So I think Friday there's going to be a couple of trips around that. Anyway, cool. I'm gonna stop. thank you as always for listening. Anchor's been a bit weird recently. I've noticed some episodes that were supposed to have been published weren't published. You know, and it keeps saying, "Oh, your podcasts are not available everywhere," and then clearly they are. And so yeah, and I'm a member of you know, spend much time in it, but there's a group on Facebook that's about Anchor, and I see a lot of posts recently about bugs in the system and things like this. So it's a convenient tool for sure for getting audio recorded and out there, but it's also a bit buggy. So sometimes that, you know, like I find the next day that an episode actually wasn't published, which you can tell because the numbers, listener numbers, is obviously dramatically different. So anyway, I'll try and keep an eye and make sure the episodes actually get published. And yeah, as always, thank you for listening. I would love to, you know, hear from you. I know that after coming on, I think, Spotify recently, there's been a few more people that have been listening, and always love to hear from you. So yeah, do feel free to get in touch. All right, cool. As always then, take chances, be compassionate, live in a beautiful state, have an open heart and an open mind. Cheers. Bye-bye.